Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh. But I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah on the seventh Aliyah of Parashat Truma. This Aliyah has 11 psukim, and it completes the mitzvot surrounding the construction of the Mishkan by speaking specifically about the courtyard around the Mishkan. The courtyard was 100 amot by 50 amot. That's approximately 150 feet by 75 feet. Now, if we look at the dimensions of the Mishkan's courtyard, it does not seem very large, especially when we take into account all of Bnei Yisrael coming regularly to the Mishkan to seek out Hashem. How did everyone fit? The Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, in Perek Hei, Mishnah Hei, lists 10 miracles that happened in the Mikdash. And one of those miracles is Omdim Tzfufim Umishtachavim Rivachim. Bnei Yisrael, in the Azara, when they stood up, when they were standing, Tzfufim, they were very, very crowded. But Mishtachavim, when they bowed down, Rivachim, they had all the room in the world. And it was a miracle, again, mentioned, listed in the Mishnah in Perek Hei of Perek Avot. And we have to ask, how did that happen? How was it possible to be standing up, tzfufim, very crowded, but when you bow, there's a lot of room? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea based on another idea, which I'll mention momentarily. Emir Tzashem. When you stand on your kavod, omdim, when you stand firm, then of course things will be tzfufim. Things will be very crowded. Everybody is omdim. Everybody's standing. Nobody's flexible. Excuse me. Then of course things are going to be tzfufim. Things are going to be crowded. However, when you bow humbly and let others have their way, when you're mishtachavim, then of course things will be rivachim. This is very similar to another miracle mentioned in that same Mishnah. V'lo amar adam l'chaveiro, tzar li hamakom she'alin b'Yushalayim. Says the Mishnah that another miracle that happened in the Beit HaMikdash is that people didn't say to each other that it's very crowded here, there's nowhere for me to sleep in Yerushalayim. And it sounds again like an incredible miracle. The Chasam Sofer, Rav Moshe Sofer, whose real name was Rav Moshe Schreiber, he died in 1839. He talks about this in the She'elot U'Tshuvot Chasam Sofer Chelek Bet, which is Yerideya, Tshuva Reish Lamed Dalid. Says the Chasam Sofer, and other Mefarshim say similarly, that the language for this last miracle is different than the others. The other miracles mentioned in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot are very, very clear. For example, no woman miscarried in the Beit HaMikdash because of the smell of all the meat, the Kodesh meat. Or the Kodesh meat never spoiled in the Beit HaMikdash. This didn't happen and that didn't happen. But this last miracle does not say that it was not crowded in Yerushalayim. What the Mishnah says is, V'lo amar adam l'chaveiro, tzar li hamakom shalin b'Yerushalayim. Says the Chasam Sofer, the miracle here is not that there was a lot of room. The miracle here, says the Chasam Sofer, says that the nace was Shelo amar adam me'olam shemerov ahavat Hashem v'simcha asher somchem Hashem b'hiyotam shama lo amar me'olam tzar li hamakom. Excuse me, says the Chasam Sofer, and again other Mefarshim say the same thing, that the miracle was not that there was all the room in the world. The miracle is that people were so focused, people were so intent, people were so happy, people were so besimcha being in the Beit HaMikdash, they didn't focus on there not being enough room. They didn't focus on having to sleep in a tiny little corner in someone's house. Lo amar, no one ever said it was too crowded. Why should I complain? There's nothing to complain about. And again, that idea of the Chasam Sofer is similar to what I said before about Omdin Tzvufim Umishtachavim Revachim. The miracle is that when you stand firm, then all you do is look around and say, you're taking away my space. You're doing something against what I believe. No. Mishtachavim Revachim. Bend, bow, be flexible. Who cares that there's no room? It doesn't matter if there's room. I care about serving God. I care about helping you. I care about being in the Beit HaMikdash. We should be Zoche Mirtz Hashem to focus on the good, focus on the togetherness, focus on the Simcha. And in that way, miracles will, Mirtz Hashem, return to the Beit HaMikdash. Shabbat Shalom, everyone.